You're listening to Rethinking Sustainability, thoughts, ideas, inspirations for a livable future. Here's a sketch in the style of Clark and Dore you might enjoy. Thank you for coming in today, Minister. Oh, it's a pleasure, Rod. Now, Minister, your government promised to do something to help the disadvantaged in our community. Can you talk me through that? Yes, Rod, it's simple. The answer is growth. We're going to grow the population. We are going to grow the economy, lift GDP. That will help those people. Yes, Minister, but we've been doing that for the past 50 years and inequality is getting worse. Well, that's what you say, Rod. There's plenty of evidence. Everybody is doing better. Well, how does that work, Minister? Listen, Rod, it works like this. The rich get richer. The poor get richer. Everybody gets richer. Okay, Minister. What are you going to do about unemployment? Growth, Rod. We're going to grow. That means more people. More people means more jobs. More jobs means more wealth. Yes, Minister. But what jobs? Baristas, Rod. They are going to work in the services sector. Minister, who's going to be buying coffees from those baristas? Well, other baristas, Rod. Baristas making coffee will sell to other baristas making coffee. It's the circular economy, Rod. It's the weightless economy. I call it the barista economy. Okay, Minister, but what about the environment? What? The environment, Minister. What are we going to do about cities spilling across farming land, loss of habitat, species extinction? A growth, Rod. Growth. You seem to be having trouble with this. The answer is growth. I'm sorry, Minister, but I don't get it. How does growth help with those things? That's easy, Rod. We grow the economy. More people get more wealthy. Wealthy people care more about the environment. And that's what we need, Rod. Poor people, they don't care about the environment as much. Thank you, Minister. We'll leave it there. Okay, enough of that. You get the idea. A guest today on Rethinking Sustainability is Michael Bayliss, who is the Communications Manager for Sustainable Population Australia. And for disclosure, I am a member of that organisation.
Instead of living in a contribution economy, we now live in a parasite economy, where the wealthiest in society are those who contribute the least. Voltaire was absolutely right. The comfort of the rich depends on an abundant supply of the poor. The quote I open this episode with is from Jared A. Brock, author of the popular Surviving Tomorrow blog, who often writes on the North American housing crisis. Although this quote wasn't directly referring to the often controversial issue of overpopulation, it speaks to an issue in which sustainable population advocates, such as myself, are all too familiar with. That is, we find ourselves in the crosshairs of skeptics who eagerly highlight the ever-widening chasm between the wealthy and the underprivileged, dismissing population sustainability as a mere distraction from what they perceive as a more immediate problem. To such claims, I would first qualify that there is no doubt that wealth inequality and the consumption of the rich are pressing concerns, and very few sustainable population advocates would refute these facts. However, I argue the case that not only are our critics creating a false dichotomy between population versus consumption, but further, there is evidence to suggest that the two are inexorably linked to the extent that population growth may be a cause of inequality. I share another quote from the late Herman Daly, founder of the Steady State Economy movement. In his presentation to the Great Transition Initiative's The Population Debate Revisited, he asks the question, where can we get the cheap labour needed to keep the economy growing? He doesn't keep us hanging long for an answer. From the proletariat, of course, just like the ancient Romans, encouraged the proletariat to proliferate and make it hard for them to move out of the proletariat by owning property, concentrate property in the hands of patrician oligarchs. Indeed, if a population growth and wealth inequality were completely distinct issues, as so many seem to claim, then is it a coincidence that recent decades of unprecedented population growth has also seen an unprecedented rise in billionaires? Is it a coincidence that so many billionaires seem to get so excited for the prospect of ever more people and get so freaked out by the very idea of a declining population? Think of Australian billionaire Gerry Harvey, who has repeatedly shared with us his dream of Australia's population reaching 100 million as soon as possible. I'm sure there's no conflict of interest there, with a prospect of an extra 70 million potential customers just a side benefit. Or how about Elon Musk, who goes into toddler-like tantrums at the very idea of a declining population to the point where he's advocating for taxing child-free people? These billionaires are joined by a chanting chorus of enthusiastic neoclassical economists who howl shrieking every time China's population looks to decline and hurl unfolded insults toward a shrinking Japan, such as a basket case economy. I say unfounded because guess what? Across many well-being metrics, such as unemployment, social services provision, private to public debt ratios, and yes, housing affordability, Japan eclipses rapidly growing countries such as Australia and the United Kingdom, the latter whose economy is doing so badly it was recently briefly considered an emerging economy. The claim that growing populations are great for the economy just don't hold up to empirical evidence. The top 10 richest countries in the world in 2023 by GDP per capita include Luxembourg, Norway, and Iceland, which have small populations by world standards. The majority of the top 10 countries with the lowest wealth inequality are located in Central or Eastern Europe, a region in the world in which stable or gradually declining national populations are the norm. Democracy is also eroded by population growth. Population activist Karen Schrog has made the shrewd observation that the USA allows 2 senators from every state for a total of 100. The number of senators remains the same even when populations grow, diluting representative democracy. Former Australian MP Kelvin Thompson is known for his witch's hat theory of government, where increased population growth makes the task of governments harder, which then leads to shorter political terms for incumbent governments worldwide. Contrary to the commonly held belief that population and wealth inequality are distinct issues, population growth is the fuel that enables the wheels of growth-based capitalism to keep spinning, and with it, the widening socio-economic gap that increasingly defines modern society. Without population growth, the housing speculation industry, which is ripping apart the social contract in many industrialized countries, would not be possible. Without population growth, societies would be unable to rely on GDP growth or trickle-down economies as a measure of success, and would therefore be forced to adopt post-growth economic policies that prioritise community well-being over shareholder profits. By remaining silent on the population debate, or actively demonising it, well-meaning people on the left of politics make for strange bedfellows with billionaires, the politicians said billionaires fund, and the neoclassical economists who try to palm off growth and jobs as a scientific fact when it is in fact a giant and dangerous Ponzi scheme. By acknowledging that population sustainability plays a crucial role, we also make huge inroads toward much-needed systemic change, one that doesn't require continual growth in per capita consumption or population at a time when humanity desperately needs a new way to live.
That's Michael Bayliss from Sustainable Population Australia. And I encourage you to sign their position statement for their Say No to Big Australia campaign, which you'll find on their website, population.org.au. You've been listening to Rethinking Sustainability. And if you'd like to contribute to this series, get in touch with me, Rod, at tayloram 2000@zoho.com.